Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 5 through 9. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Thanks for joining me. If you have been enjoying the podcast, then please follow and share the podcast with a friend. In today's episode, we will discuss peacefully separating from external family members, meaning cousins, nephews, and nieces, especially if they are making it hard for you to be peaceful and loving. And most especially, if they are interfering with your means of making a living and providing for your internal family members, meaning your wife, husband, and children. Because as a provider, making a living for your covenant spouse and children is a top priority. Let's make a distinction. There is nothing wrong with financially helping external family members, but you must always get your priorities straight. Let's dive into the background of the narrative before we go any further into life lessons to be applied. After leaving Egypt and overcoming economic hardship, Abraham, accompanied by his nephew Lot, is facing a new set of problems. How to maintain the peace now that they had gained great wealth? Their flock and herds grew large in number, and arguments over livestock broke out. Therefore, Abraham chose peace over strife. Let me say that again. Abraham chose peace over strife. You see, Abraham was a man of peace, and Abraham offered a solution that included a breakup. And so, going the extra mile to ensure peace, Abraham gave Lot first choice in land selection. Let me say that again as well. Abraham, whom God promised the land to, gave Lot first choice in land selection. Even though Abraham was Lot's elder, and by ancient customs would have had first choice, Abraham's decision to let Lot choose first was based on love for Lot, in which we will see later in Genesis 18, when Abraham intercedes to God on Lot's behalf to spare him and his family from the destruction of Sodom. Life application. There are times in life when dealing with family we have to choose peace over selfish ambition. Here is a Bible verse to meditate on to help you if you are dealing with an external family problem like Abraham here in Genesis chapter 13. Paul says in Philippians 2 verse 3, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself." And so, with a peaceful attitude, like Abraham, think of a few productive solutions that you can use to bring peace to a difficult external family conflict, even if choosing a mutual separation is what is desperately needed. This separation may be what is needed to make the external family member that you have been financially helping learn to appreciate you and your wife or husband. Well, that's it for today. If this episode has blessed you, then please follow and share it with a loved one.